I thought I had less tolerance for this. I thought I had zero tolerance for this, Chris, for most of my life. I have even less tolerance for it now that I'm a dad with a daughter. And I just think about this and I'm like, I might have to come on the air after they found this woman, quote, battered and beaten, and say football things about how he makes them better or how he doesn't make them better. I just don't want to have to do that. There are other good corners out there. Maybe they don't know the Steelers' defense as well. They probably don't have as good of a relationship with Mike Tomlin. I hope this guy gets his life together, and maybe eventually he'll get another chance to play in the NFL. It's a misdemeanor charge. He's not getting thrown in jail. I just don't want it to be here. I just don't want it to be with this team.
I mean, I think lots of people, though, that listen to this station have daughters as well and have, at bare minimum, gritted their teeth and tolerated guys on this team in the past who have done similar things, who have been involved in domestic violence situations at the very least, have been accused of sexually violent situations.
Yep.
So why now? Why suddenly draw a line in the sand now? I'm not saying you are necessarily,
I just told you why I'm drawing a line in the sand now, because I didn't have a kid 10 months ago.
But that shouldn't...
I do now.
Should that change everything?
Well, it does for me. I mean, don't you think you go through experiences in life that change your opinions on how you view...
I have a tough time... this is going to sound like I guess I'm going...
That's never happened to you?
It has. I guess I'm going to have a tough time with this one, not sounding like I'm trying to lecture you, because it's not my intent, but... One thing that always frustrates me anytime there's an athlete involved in a domestic violence situation specifically is when people say, well, as a girl dad or as the father of daughters, like, shouldn't your tolerance for it be zero when you are just not a father of anybody?
I agree with that.
But that's what frustrates me, I guess, is that it should be this way all the time. It hardly ever is in the NFL.
Well,
fans resign themselves to it and just go along with
it. I get that, but like...
Sutton was a first-team All-Pro corner, do you think people would be agreeing with this notion?
No. I don't even know if people agree with it now. I'm just telling you how I feel.
Would you be able to say what you just said if you knew he was one of the best 10 corners in the league?
He wouldn't have been cut by the Lions, so he wouldn't have even had this dilemma to...
All right, let's talk about it in these terms. He's obviously very good, but he's right on the level of they would still cut him for something like this because they're frustrated. But you would be getting an automatic CB2 who plugs into your starting lineup.
I would not want them to do it. I wouldn't.
I don't want to cheer for that either.
And
so
I would be fighting a much bigger uphill battle, and people would get probably even, I don't know if they are annoyed, but if they are, so be it. Everyone can have their opinion.
No, I think everyone's probably fighting the same battle. If you think the guy can really help the team, there's part of you that wants the team to do well, but I think most people have to do the calculus of, do I want my team to willingly enter into this contractual covenant with a guy that had all that said about him and has had all that accused or put on his doorstep. Isn't the only other situation that his significant other is part of the reason these aren't felony charges, which is also another messy part of domestic violence.
It is.
Very messy.
And we don't even know how the NFL is going to rule on this.
I don't want him.
We don't know if they're even going to, we don't even know if the NFL is going to let him play.
I don't
at
think
at the beginning of the year. He might not. I mean, if
morally, ethically, whatever, and everything else that comes with it, I don't think it's worth it. Cheap.
But it does feel like it's at least a possibility because the GM got involved. I know Khan would have been behind the scenes and working in the Steelers front office when he was here. He probably worked on him when he signed his second contract with the team before he went to Detroit. I mean, I bet there's some kind of relationship, but...
Well, I think most of the guys in that front office probably really liked him,
probably,
because we all heard about what an intelligent guy he is, one of the smartest players they've ever coached.
Oh, we know. I mean, listen to this clip of Tomlin talking about Sutton as a player from a couple years ago.
Like I was talking about Honey Badger, Cam Sutton is that type of guy for us, and he's always been. He's outside corner capable, he's inside corner capable, he's safety capable. It adds good variation to what it is that we do. It makes us a tough nut to crack, and we're appreciative of that versatility. Being honest with you, we were highly evident of that versatility in the draft process. Kevin Colbert and I had an opportunity to spend an evening with him prior to his pro day, and it was just obvious that he was cutting that way from a football intellect standpoint, that he was going to have the ability to do those things and do them within the same game, within the same drive, and that's value.
They love his football IQ, and he can play a bunch of different positions. They need that type of guy right now. He could play slot. Jackson can stay outside. He's also coming off of... We had a Lions... We had a host on from the Lions flagship station earlier in the show. He was not good last year.
He started good.
He's almost 30, too.
Started good, and when they made him CB, you know, he had to see, like, the Justin Jefferson, suddenly things turned.
We wouldn't get that assignment here. He'd put Joey Porter Jr.
Well, Joey Porter Jr. is CB1. You're looking for CB2. You're looking for all the things you said. It shouldn't be really worth the squeeze in any case. It often is in the NFL because teams want to win and they're willing to sacrifice.
Well,
they know the guy.
If Cam Sutton had never played for the Steelers and didn't have a relationship with Tomlin, they wouldn't do this.
Well, see, that's another thing that frustrates me, because I'm sure they can all say, well, we feel like we really know him on a personal level better than most people do. Proof positive that a guy this smart, who they all talk about as this cerebral and seemingly this, like, I don't want to say pleasant or gregarious, but just a highly intelligent guy, how well do you know him if he's capable of allegedly doing stuff like this? That's probably the narrative internally with these situations that I really detest. We can help him. He's wayward right now. He's alleged to have done something very bad. We can help Cam Sutton get his act together. Why? By what? Signing him back to the football team? Distracting him? I just never liked that narrative before or now. But that's what's going to get put out there.
Those will be the things, whichever team signs him.
Of course
it will
be. That's
what they'll say.
Because that's how they have to launder what they really want to say, which is, we just want our team to be better.
I'm not convinced he'll play in the NFL again. He's older for a corner. He's coming off a bad year. And there's baggage, and there's also potential discipline from the NFL.
But you would agree that guys have done even worse than he's alleged to have done and have got not only played again, but gotten new contracts.
Oh, absolutely.
Leonard Little.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
But he's like the case study.
That is a good one. Leonard Little was also, at that point in his career, a much better player.
I understand
than
that. Didn't Dante Stallworth play again after his?
Yes, running over somebody.
Yes, killing somebody in his car. And he wasn't that great of a player.
Yeah, you're not in a situation where it's Sutton or bust. If you don't sign him, well, we're screwed at corner. There's no one else available. We had a caller bring up Stephon Gilmore last hour. Do that. He's a better player than Sutton. He doesn't have a track record or even an example of anything that is going to stir up controversy with your fans, your female fans especially. All your fans, really, should be. That's what I would do. But they're gonna have to find another corner somewhere, Chris.
I'm not sure Gilmore's better than him. Not that I want to go down
really?
This road. I mean, you want to talk about Sutton being old. Gilmore's in his mid-30s.
What's his PFF grade?
I'm aware that Gilmore was a defensive player of the year and an all-pro, but those years seem to be well
behind him.
Fair enough.
Give me a Gilmore PFF grade.
Demanding this out of me right now on the spot.
Yeah, because you're putting...
Well, no, I know why you're demanding it, because you already looked it up and know
that
it's
higher. I don't have PFF.
You can still find grades.
I don't have PFF.
Stephon Gilmore defensive grade.
My membership's run out, and I thought C. Pelizzolo was going to hook me up with a free one, and he still hasn't done that.
I pay for mine. Why are you expecting to get free stuff out of this?
All that we do for them?
All that we do. We sometimes get Steve in big trouble. he was better than Sutton last year. There's no question.
Okay.
Sutton had a lot of, like, the report we got on him from the Detroit radio host earlier in the show today was very accurate. He was very good at the start of the year, and then he sucked. His literal last good game was in week 15, and then he was just getting cooked.
And they did not hesitate to cut him.
Well, I think that's,
they did not
that's the
hesitate
extra part
to get
of this.
Rid of him
that's
in
the
Detroit.
Extra part of this that, like, it's bad enough that it's an alleged domestic violence situation, and then him being on the run for so long and being unfindable and just all of that creates an added layer of it that's bad.